It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of William, Bill, Martiniuk. He passed away peacefully on September 1, 2023. He was predeceased by his father Trofim Martiniuk in 1982, his mother Eva Martiniuk in 1988, brothers John and Mike, and sisters Helen, Mary, Kay and Nellie. Bill is survived by his wife Ellen and her daughters, Wendy, Django, and children Ben, Holly, Aiden, Haley, and Teresa, Elliot, and children Megan and Alexandra. His three children Brian, Helen, Kevin and Karen, Gerald, his remaining siblings Annie and Pete, grandchildren Brendan, Alyssa, Adrian, Mackenzie, Carmen, Paul, Andrea, Kevin Jr., Kaylee, Jenna, Graham, William, Tegan, Jamie, Caleb, Nick and Megan, Jake, great-grandchildren Cameron, Ava, Nathan, Caitlin, Carly, Peyton, Isaac, Levi, Charlotte, Nash, Madison, Elliot and Oliver, sister-in-law Phyllis, as well as many other family members and dear friends. Bill was born in Iron River, Alberta, on the farm on December 12, 1932. As Bill grew to a fine young man, at 18 years old, he got a job in Whitecourt, Alberta, logging with a team of horses. Word came through about Powell River and lots of jobs. Bill ventured to Powell River, got a job in the mill for, at that time, the Powell River Company, in 1952 and worked his way up as one of the top sawyers there for 32-plus years, doing a fine job cutting logs into lumber. Bill still had all his fingers after retiring in 1984. Bill loved to go fishing, growing the best gardens, keeping fit square dancing and had a huge passion for making homemade wine. He would always offer friends and family a glass of his grape or blackberry wine. Dad loved to tease and play chase with all his grandchildren, especially the little girls, telling them that he wanted to cut off their ponytail to make hoochies and bucktails. Of course, he was always teasing. Dad was a strong, simple man. He never owned a cell phone or touched a computer. He loved the simple things in life. He was a great cook, made the best borscht soup, and showed his kids how to tinker and fix it before buying a new one. You would always find him in or near his garden during the growing season in his retirement years. He was very caring, generous, and always ready to help his family and friends or anyone who needed help. Rest easy, Dad. We love you and miss you. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday, October 1, at Cranberry Senior Center, 6792 Cranberry Street, from 1 to 3 p.m. Refreshments and a light lunch to follow.